Hello, everyone. I'm Hector Rodriguez. We're here at HIMSS 2026 in Las Vegas. With me, I have Sam Price, an executive vice president at Global Med, someone I met about a year ago.
That's right.
Really exciting what you're doing in your organization. So let's start with just who Global Med is, because one of the things we always have at AWS is we meet new partners. We really are a partner-driven organization, but I get really excited about meeting new partners like yourselves who have really innovative new capabilities in healthcare. So just give us that overview to start with.
Fantastic. Hector, thank you for the opportunity. And really, I want to start with like kind of what you're talking about, but a little bit more about partnership. And I mean is, you guys have been fantastic partners for us. You walked in the door, you saw a small business, you recognize that we're trying to transform care and you believe in us. And from Global Med, you just want to say thanks. The AWS partnership means a lot to us. Global Med is a 24-year-old digital health solutions company that really started with a dream. Our CEO and founder had watched his father struggle with healthcare. He had seen his dad go from one VA to another VA, the delays, the impacts to his life, and just trying to get audiology solved. So as a young guy, Joel used that to kind of motivate himself to figure out how can we use technology to increase access to care, kind of reduce that time it takes, reduce overall costs, improve people's outcomes. And that's doing everything that we've done from the beginning. We started with digital cameras where we could capture picture of blood samples. We started telepathology. And from there, the general idea was, what else can we use? What else can we solve using technology? And today, Global Med Solutions are capturing patient information like vitals, EKGs, ultrasounds, audiograms, capturing that information, sharing it live. So we're not bound by the strictures of a brick and mortar facility. We can push the boundaries on where care is delivered. We can bring that outside consultant specialist into the consult live so they can make an informed decision, shrinking that window for care delivery. And the best part is at the end, we can integrate that all into the patient's health record to improve continuity of care. And we do this, started in the brick and mortar space. We push the boundaries on where we can do it today. I always talk about boat with a goat. We could do it from a boat. We can do it from front lines. We could do it from disaster site. Bottom line is we can push where care is delivered and how care is delivered to improve patient outcomes. And that's everything we're trying to do every day.
Yeah, that's what really excited me about what you do. I mean, I'm a healthcare industry specialist. My subject matter area is security, privacy, and compliance. But I've been working on connected care. And that's exactly what you just hit on is we have to look at care everywhere, delivering care in different situations to different people across diverse populations,
right,
regardless of how close they are or are not to a care facility. So one of the things that Global Med has done with us, and I think this is great timing, is we've started to look at the rural healthcare market. And now with the U.S. government rural healthcare transformation program, there's just a lot of opportunity to be part of that solution. So, talk to me about where Global Med fits into rural health.
Absolutely. I look at the rural health transformation program and I kind of go, holy mackerel, our company was literally built from the ground up to help solve these problems. Each state has been given a lot of money to try to push the boundaries on where care is delivered. You know better than anybody, we don't have enough providers in this country. We've got an aging population, we've got geographic separation, and clinics non-profitable because we can't keep them open to support a small population, so they're closed. And so then people have to travel further and further to go get care, or they just elect not to get the care. And then we have reactive care. So what we're working and helping people wrap their head around is that we can take everything we just talked about and push it out to the boundaries. We've got a mobile medical unit that we can pop up a clinic and probably with data fully set up, ready to go in 10 minutes.
Yeah.
I have a clinic where I didn't have a clinic before. And we can run specialty care, primary care, behavioral health. We can push this out with a low-cost provider. Maybe it's an RN, maybe it's an EMT. But the bottom line is it can work with patients in rural health communities. And through the power of LEO satellites, we can push the boundaries on where that care is delivered, connect back to where someone is maybe to a major hospital, and we run a hub-and-spoke type model where the hospital keeps all the specialists, keeps majority of the providers, and then we push the little clinics around and basically create rural health clinics where there weren't any. That's one option. Another option is we can push it right to the patient's home.
Yeah.
Our direct-to-patient model is a game changer. right? We can do everything from self-guided AI triage. We could do behavioral health tools. We could do direct-to-patient consults. So we could bring that virtual care into the consult live. So from a home, from a rural health community, we've set up a clinic, and we can help kind of take an existing clinic and allow them to do more modalities of care than they were doing before. So now I could do specialty care from these outlying clinics, making them more profitable because they can do more than they could do before. At the end of the day, if we can get people the care when they need it and where they need it, they're going to be more inclined to get that care, at which point we're not reacting anymore. We're solving this problem in advance, almost like preventative maintenance.
Absolutely. One of the things that I always look for when I'm working with partners, when I'm working on solutions, is your ability to meet those triple aim objectives. Let's just go back to basics. And it is, you're improving patient experience, you're making healthcare more accessible and more affordable. But overall, it's exactly what you just said. If you can bring care everywhere, bring care to that population, now we are really improving outcomes. Right. And that's really exciting. The other thing that you mentioned, which I do want to talk about a little bit, is your introduction to the Amazon Leo team.
Right.
I mean, AWS launched and Amazon launched this satellite network, which is just getting started. It's going to get much bigger. But that coverage, that connectivity opens up even more opportunity to get closer to those rural health populations, to bring that clinic. Because that clinic, when I went to your headquarters, that was beautiful. It was a real doctor's office.
Right.
To provide primary, secondary, and even connectivity to tertiary care givers, to specialists, and so on. So there is a lot that can be done with these new technologies and new capabilities.
Yeah, the timing couldn't be any better. You know, for years we struggled because it's expensive to lay broadband. It's expensive to put up cellular towers. It's expensive to put up satellites. And I get that. But you're not, like, where they're going to put those things is where there's a high level of population, high density. Whereas with what we have for satellite infrastructure today, they could reach anywhere at any time. You're not bound by the limitations of those installations. And so to your point, I can push that technological digital health to places we couldn't reach before. So, I mean, really and truly, the timing is right. I saw a couple of the capabilities that the Leo team had, and I was blown away.
Yeah.
Just with the size and shape and the scope and their coverage. You say it's a relatively new program, but their coverage is already really impressive. So.
Yeah.
I'm excited about what that's going to do and where it's going to help us push care delivery today. Somebody brought me an idea recently, and it was schools. You know, today, a modern day school system, a lot of kids can, you got access to a lot of children. You've got this built-in infrastructure. We could actually push boundaries on care delivery in the schools as well and take that traditional school nurse and augment them with a telehealth program where they could do a lot more care for kids who may not have access to care on a routine basis. So I think it really is going to require some folks to be open-minded and creative to the art of possible, but the tools and the connectivity are there today. So now it's just walking in and help people believe in what's out there.
Yeah, and I love that. Again, going to your headquarters, as we talked at the art of the possible, and
right.
I was able to see what you're doing, one of the thoughts that we had is this is a perfect disaster recovery solution. So regardless if it's a human-made disaster causing downtime like ransomware or a natural disaster where we do see these rural communities are extremely affected, right? Negatively affected. We have community resilience issues, but I think GlobalMed fits really well into these disaster recovery situations. So what are you thinking there? How's GlobalMed working in that area?
I love it. And this is one of those things where your faith in us means a lot. You know, it happens, right? We have hurricanes that come in. We've had wildfires that burn down. The people who need care can't leave and go somewhere else. So we have to bring the care to them.
Right.
We could easily set up small footprint, bring one of these mobile medical units, or use whatever infrastructure is available. We can turn a clinic out of that, something that didn't exist, right? We bring the technology in, we bring the SATCOM connectivity in, and then we have small footprint of providers on the ground who are able to use digital health with reach back support to take care of those folks and continue to provide care throughout the disaster. To your other point, you know, we are very excited about, we have a cloud data repository that's really excited about what it does. And we'll call it a poor man's EHR, if you will. But what it can do is solve and serve to store data throughout that disaster.
Right.
So if the pipes go down, we keep the SATCOM connection up, connect back to the architecture, store the data in the cloud. And when the lights come back on, we can push the data back and have that seamless continuity of care.
And that's one of the biggest comments we get from clinicians, caregivers, even operations, supply chain managers. What happens during an outage is they don't have access to the data. Right. So they can't see what's going on in their organization with their patients, even what supplies may be needed.
Right.
So you're really filling that gap between operational continuity, operational resilience, and marrying that to clinical resilience. And to your point, a lot of times they just need that minimal data to know what's going on with that patient, what medications they're on,
right,
and so on. So it's that perfect fit for disaster recovery. And with your mobile units, you just need to plug into water and electricity and the thing is up and running.
That's right. It's really small footprint, really easy up and go. And they're light, like they're easy to maneuver. I could take three of these in a trailer and pull it by an F-250 and suddenly I have three clinics where I had none before.
Yeah.
And you know, you don't know how long a disaster is going to last. You get a Cat 5 hurricane comes in somewhere, right? And we have had a couple of those. You know, it could be long standing. And so if we could bring something in to kind of fill the gap while infrastructure is rebuilt and play a role and help ensure folks get continuity of care, I love being part of that. So
absolutely. And right. I think, you know, one of the other things with these mobile units now, as you're moving to more cloud computing, using cloud artificial intelligence capabilities, but it's also the edge services, because right. I could see where we bring some of these cloud edge services into the mobile unit and now make it even more viable. Because I've had phone calls from islands like Puerto Rico and others that say, well, what if we lose cloud connectivity? But you can solve that problem also.
Yeah. You know, one of the things I really love about the partnership and the relationship is exactly what you're saying, right? You bring a whole lot of additional tools. One of the things we're really proud about at GlobeMed is it's really about patient data, right? We integrate a bunch of biomedical devices. We're able to pull everything from otoscopy to EKGs to ultrasounds, but all that is actual viable patient data. And that's great because I can put in a record, I have that continuity of care, but what else could we be doing with it? And I look at your suite of possible AIs that could come in. And now with the data that we're pulling and the AIs that you bring to the table, can we create something where, you know, a predictable ML that we didn't have before, or can we get faster decision-making so that augment what a provider can do on the spot, but seconded with whatever the AI that comes in and looks at the data already and does the analysis in tandem with the provider. And so then will that speed up the process where a provider can see more patients in a faster time than they could have before? And then looking even further, what are the impacts to that for things like medication adherence and medication, you know, will it help fast track things for medication and understanding how the impacts are to a patient and long term? So I think that the opportunity is endless, and I look forward to sort of weaving in your guys' capabilities with ours and really making a true partnership.
Yeah, and I know we're talking about rural health a lot, and with the Rural Health Transformation Program, I believe it's about 25 of the states actually mentioned using pop-up clinics, mobile clinics. The other thing that I do want to point out, it's not always rural. There are city locations that can use pop-up clinics that where there are large populations, diverse populations, where you just need that volume, you need that speed, and you're able to augment those capabilities or just stand them up very quickly. And the other thing about it is, I think, you know, we talk about access to care, but cost of care.
Right.
Right. Your solutions are designed to be fast, to be efficient, but also to be cost effective.
Right. Right. Now, it's fair. So we'll start with the first point, which is, hey, I can bring capacity where we didn't have any. It could very much happen. Brick and mortar is expensive, right? It's long lead time to build a clinic, to build a new hospital. So here I have the capability to provide something at low cost, fast access, fast deployability where we didn't have it before. And then to your other point about in cities as well, you know, disasters happen. You can end up, a mass cow type event.
Yeah.
Or you end up with something really positive like an Olympics or a World Cup.
Yeah.
And now, if I'm the mayor of Miami, I've got options, right? Maybe I don't have to build a whole lot more clinical capability to support this event. I could bring this in for a temporary basis. And then the next time we have the Super Bowl, I could bring it back out and I can augment there as well. So I'm excited about what we could do to help people to be responsive, but also to be able to do more. And the other point about low cost, yeah, that's really at the end of the day what we're trying to do. is drive down costs, lose lower cost providers to the max extent possible, turn higher cost providers into more efficient assets so they can see more patients at the same time. And at the end of the day, I get faster access to care as a patient. My costs are going to go down. My willingness to participate in getting care are going to go up. So it's a win-win for everybody across the board.
And I'm glad you mentioned the Olympics, because that reminds us all that your footprint is global. This isn't just a U.S.-based business, U.S.-based deployment. Last question on this, and everyone's asking this, but again, when I look at what Global Med is doing, another area that really excited me is the ability to leverage, be very data-driven, leverage artificial intelligence and agentic AI to, again, be more effective, be more efficient, really get ahead of the patient's needs. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I think that's really the end state goal. That is right. It's getting ahead so that we can build the system and build the capabilities and train the providers so that they know what the patient actually needs. So the more that we can do to train those AI models, the better off we're all going to be in the long run. And I think at the end of the day, it drives a much more efficient infrastructure across the board for everybody. So really excited about it. Really excited playing a role in it. And I think that we have a lot to offer to help grow those machine learning tools to help people to provide more timely, efficient care.
Yeah, I think Global has a lot to offer. I'm really looking forward to this year to see what we could do together as you roll out your new capabilities, as you roll them out with AWS, and really, again, start getting this done.
I appreciate it. At the end of the day, you guys bring so much to the fight, whether it's the connectivity piece, the storage piece, the architecture piece, really everything we're trying to do can't happen without your capabilities. Yeah, I think really it's a perfect hand in glove capability.
It really comes together. That's a great summary of everything.
Thanks.
I really appreciate your partnership.
Thanks.
Thanks, Sam.